Chief Kerr addressed Petersburg's Borough Assembly in November of 2021 to criticize the COVID-19 mask mandate in place at the time. He said carrying out the mandate could hurt the morale of local law enforcement officers. Kerr says he spoke as a private citizen. The borough disagrees. It considers him to be a high-ranking public official who commented on a matter of public concern as a matter of law. Assembly members Dave Kenzinger and Jeff Miucci complained to the borough about the views Kerr expressed at the meeting. Kerr alleges he received constant retaliation from the borough for his statements against masking enforcement. In March of 2022, Kerr submitted a document titled Timeline/Overview of Events to Deborah Thompson, the borough clerk. It contained his perspective of the events leading up to that point. The borough processed that document as a harassment complaint. The borough brought in its attorney to provide legal counsel on whether Chief Kerr's speech was protected by the First Amendment when he objected to police enforcement of the mask mandate in front of the assembly. They also evaluated whether the conduct of assembly members Miucci and Kenzinger constituted harassment. The attorney handed over that confidential legal report to borough manager Steve Giesbrecht, who is Chief Kerr's supervisor. And then KFSK got a hold of that report through a public records request. It said no unlawful harassment or bullying took place, and it included a redacted copy of Chief Kerr's timeline document. The borough also issued a public statement about the situation. Kerr's original case against the borough was for allegedly defaming him and portraying him in a false light in that statement. He alleges that he never made a harassment complaint, that the independent investigation wasn't really independent, and that the borough's actions made him look like somebody who makes baseless claims of harassment. Kerr requested a jury trial on all claims in the case last December. That case was just scheduled for a jury trial in the Juneau Superior Court, which would have begun next spring. But then it was withdrawn from the state superior court and moved to the district federal court about a month later, on August 24th. The nature of the suit was also changed to civil rights other. Chief Judge Sharon Gleason will preside over the case in the U.S. District Court for the District of Alaska in Anchorage. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.